Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Welcome back to the ULG, the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide magazine show with your host, Cheryl Moodley.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
I hope you enjoyed that. It was Nobody Like Jesus by Darwin Hobbs featuring Shirley Murdoch. Now, I know I always enjoy the playlist, not because it's my show, because I know the music is just on another level. So we want to thank our compiler of the music playlist, Sandy, for giving us awesome music, music we can dance to, music we can worship to, music we can praise to, and it all the glory belongs to the Lord. Now, I want to share with you a little information about the guest that we have in studio today. And we started off with our guests that are going to be speaking to us later, and we continue with that. Now, we're talking to Pastors Brandon and Zoe Harris. They're husband and wife. They are in ministry together. They are senior pastors and founders of Yahweh Fellowship. They provide pastoral leadership, vision, and oversight in ministry operations. They preach and teach regularly, equipping believers for spiritual growth. They oversee discipleship programs, prayer gatherings, and leadership development. They minister to individuals and families through counseling and through premarital counseling and mentorship. Dean of Teach Every Nation, that is Pastor Brandon at the Valhalla campus in Centurion. He received an honorary professorship from the South African Council of Churches last year. They were associate pastors at Logos Bible Church. They assisted senior pastors in pastoral duties, church administration and preaching, head of hospitality, coordinated ministry departments and supported leaders, delivered Bible-based teaching focusing on discipleship and spiritual growth, cell leaders of Logos Bible Church. That is all before they started their own ministry. Facilitated Bible studies and discipleship groups through cell structures. They nurtured members in spiritual growth and personal development, encouraged fellowship and unity within small groups. They were cell leaders at Rhema Bible Church, taught, mentored, and discipled members through small group ministry, and supported pastoral leadership through home cell oversight. Now, this couple have studied together. They got baptized together, yes, founded their ministry together. And they were both born in Pretoria, although in different suburbs, and they have two sons. Now, they have something exciting to share with us, and they have testimonies to share with us as well. And I really don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing. I just know that God has something ordained for us today. Stay tuned to listen to Pastors Brandon and Zoe Harris as they share with us their hearts, as they share with us their journey in ministry, as they share with us some exciting news that is coming up. And let us just wait, be expectant, in anticipation, because we know that the guests on the show, they don't just come here on their own free will, wanting to say their own things, but they come here under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and we trust God for what is going to happen today. So stay tuned. Don't go away. You're going to miss out if you do not keep that dial on. Stay tuned to the ULG.
Your daily spiritual nourishment.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
And like I said earlier, we have some really phenomenal guests in studio today, and we've spoken to a few of them, and that has been by telephone, and we've had them in. But now we also have Pastors Brandon and Zoe Harris, and they are from Yahweh Ministries
Fellowship.
Wow, Yahweh Fellowship. Now, why I said ministries, I don't know. But maybe this is calling something in existence.
Amen,
here. Because Yahweh Fellowship is all about ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we thank God that they could be here today. They've taken time off work just to make sure that they can be here to share the good news. To share the good news with me. To share the good news with you, our Radio Pulpit family and friends. And we just want to say welcome, Pastors Brandon and Zoe Harris. And welcome to Radio Pulpit. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
What an honor to be here.
No, we really appreciate it. You see, when people take time out to actually be somewhere to share God's word, to share the good news, it's all about the passion that oozes out of them. It's all about wanting to make sure that the good news goes out, to make sure that the word is spread all across the world. And that's where Radio Pulpit is. It's not just here in the studio, not just here locally, it's not just here in South Africa, but Radio Pulpit is all over the world.
Wow.
And we want the world to know
that
Jesus is alive. Yes. We want the world to know who Jesus is. And so we just played a song, Hand to Hold by J.J. Heller. And so we're going to talk to this lovely couple. Now, we've got some exciting news. We're not sharing it now. We've got two segments that we have them on. We are going to share the exciting news a little later. But we're going to start off by finding out from Pastors Brandon and Zoe about their journey in ministry. And I'm always interested to hear about how did you meet, firstly? Because that excites me. It's interesting to know when a couple is in ministry together.
Man.
It's the most beautiful thing when you support each other in ministry. And what was your inspiration in getting involved in ministering God's precious word?
Oh, man. Where do we begin? Man, so if I may say, where did we begin and where we met and so forth, but let me take it back. So I grew up in a community called Laudium, and I was baptized and confirmed as a Catholic. So that's the background that I come from my home church and community. And as Catholicism, you know, teaches and the whole rituals and all of those things, I was always in search for more, you know, because I definitely believed that although I was raised in the church, but one thing specifically happened with me on the day of my confirmation. As you guys know, the bishop is there, and the bishop is the one who blesses you. And, man, it just felt like fire on my body that day as the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I just instinctively knew there's just something else about the Spirit. And I was about 16 years old then.
Powerful.
And I tell you, the journey took me a bit way off, as young men do. went a bit way off, and myself and Pastor Zoe, we met each other in 1992.
Hmm.
I think it was 1992. That's when we met. And so that is a little bit of my background in history. I want to give it to Zoe for her background in history, and then we'll team up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I also grew up in church, but I never had... I knew of God. Mm-hmm. My mom was an amazing woman of faith.
Wow.
So we always went to church. My life was church. But I didn't have a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to church and not necessarily be a Christian.
That's true.
And I remember there was a stage when myself and my aunt, my dad had passed away, and myself and my aunt stayed home on Sundays. Because she cooked, and we watched indie movies. So that was the highlight of my Sunday.
The Sunday morning indies.
Yeah, so, and then we met when I was in, I think, standard 8.
Yeah,
what is that now? Grade 10.
Grade 10.
Revealing my age. Grade 10. And we got married when I was 21 and he was 24 in 97.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the kind of journey we are on. And lo and behold, like, we got married in 97. And so this year is our 28th. Anniversary.
Wow.
In October next month will be our 28th anniversary.
When in October, Pastor?
18th.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So, what a journey it's been. But here's where our ministry, where the passion for our ministry is birthed, is at 6 months just after being married. Pastor Zoe was actually kidnapped and brutally gang raped by three suspects.
Mm.
And that's where actually the birth of our ministry, you know, mm-hmm. God would allow something to happen, but he has other people in mind. And even though you are able to bear it, the trauma and you know, just the horrificness of what we've went through, you know, was a lot, but yet we endured, yet we pushed through.
Amen.
And God just supernaturally you know, carried us through it for many years. But here's the thing is that is what happened to Pastor Zoe. And you know, that was more than 20, 25 years ago, 27 years ago almost. And I tell you, I can only say this, is that what happened to us was not something that, you know, I wish on anyone.
Of course.
On anyone, especially for newlyweds that are just 6 months and we're still in our honeymoon phase.
Oh.
And we just... Actually, we just came from our first holiday, you know, down in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happened just like a week or two after we got back. But I'm going to give Pastor Zoe a chance to just elaborate a little bit.
That was really the birth of our ministry. Mm. Obviously, you know, we make it sound very easy and very light. But it was really a very dark time as well.
Yeah.
But that's when Jesus came and he shone his light in all of that mess and brokenness.
Mm.
A cousin of Brandon's actually invited us to church, to Rhema Bible Church at the time. And that's where we found Jesus.
Wow. Mm.
And I can't thank God enough, because if it hadn't been for him, and I know we always say that, and you know, it's Christianese, by the grace of God. And it's just stuff that rolls out of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
But I can really say it's by the grace of God. First, that I'm still here.
Amen.
And that I'm still married.
Praise God.
Yeah,
things could have
been
so different.
Yes.
Definitely.
Because I tried to commit suicide numerous times. I just didn't want to live with myself. Mm. And until I experienced the love of Christ, when I realized that this is what it is, you know, that he can be my counselor, he can be my comforter, I can pour my heart out, my brokenness, and he can make me whole. And I've really experienced that for myself, and that is what our ministry is about. It's about people seeing themselves through his eyes, not through our own brokenness or labels that's put on us or anything else. It's really just about Christ and the love that he has for us.
Amen. Well, I must applaud you for being here today and thank God for your life.
Mm.
Because
Amen.
Your life Amen. Is now a testimony
Absolutely.
For others.
Definitely.
And I'm listening to you and I'm getting goosebumps because I'm thinking, I can't imagine what you must have experienced.
Yeah.
And especially both of you being a young couple, just married.
Very young.
Just married. And like you said, it could have gone anyway.
Mm.
And yet, Pastor Brandon, even with you, the Lord must have really spoken to your heart to accept what has happened and to still, you know, be there as that husband to Pastor Zoe.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, and that's just the thing is that, you know, you grow up and you see your parents. Now, I grew up with both my parents, fortunately, and you see the modeling of what husband and wife should be like, right? And Pastor Zoe grew up only with a mom because a dad passed when she was 5 years old. So she didn't have that. She didn't have that example first of all to see what it was about. But I will never forget that evening when we came back from what had happened, because this happened in Sunnyside, and I got a phone call from the then Sterland Cinema Theater. One of the managers phoned and said, you need to come and fetch your wife. So I was wondering, okay, what's going on? Because she had been out with friends, but on her way coming home, this is what happened. And I will never forget when we got back home. Let me pause there for a moment. So when I got to the theater, found my wife in a state, obviously frantic, I was, you know, besides myself, what had happened. Then we went to the police station at Sunnyside Police Station to go and open up a case to document this thing.
Mm.
First of all, there was no female officers to attend to us. With the frustration and the long waiting and her being in her clothes and still, you know, in shock and shaking like a leaf on
traumatized. Sure.
And then going, then they said to us, go to the hospital because you need the test done and all of those things, and then you can come back and open up. And when we got to the hospital says, no, we can't do it. The district surgeon won't allow it without a case number. So it was a
to and fro
thing. And I tell you what, we just got fed up. We went home. The next morning we went to our home doctor, which is Dr. Adams from Estras. And the first thing that he did with us, Cheryl, because he's known to us, and we were his patients when we lived in the Estras community. The first thing that he did with us was pray with us.
Oh,
I'll never
God.
Forget that.
Was pray with us.
It gave us such peace.
And that gave us peace. And I tell you, so the journey begins there, and then obviously with Pastor Z going back and forth to psychiatrists and trying to help, but just made things worse. And that is when she decided, now she's taking her healing in her own hand, and Christ was the healer in the process, you know.
Yes,
Christ was the healer. So yeah, so that's where it starts for us. And I think one of the things that when we eventually got to Rhema and we became part of the family of Rhema, you know, we were baptized together.
Wow.
Our son DeAndre, which is 26 years old now. So we was pregnant with him, and
I was baptized.
And we were
baptized. That's awesome.
Yeah, we were baptized, and
he got baptized in the womb as well.
Yeah. Blessing spoken over his life.
Amen.
And that's where we begin.
We started serving at Rhema as cell leaders, and that's really where our journey began. The other day we had to do our CVs for a ministerial license that we applied for, and praise God we got it. And I realized, you know, we were so fortunate because I did, obviously, you know, I do both of ours. And I did it, and I just realized we got baptized together. We did Bible school together. And it's really, it's such a phenomenal together. Journey because which other couple can say that we actually sat in class together throughout Bible school, all the Bible schools that we've done.
Yeah.
We got baptized. We were saved together. It's just an amazing journey, and I can really just see God's hand.
No, that's definitely God ordained. There's
Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
No.
Pastor Zoe, you know, when I listen to you share about your experience, and when Pastor Brandon was also sharing now about your experience, there's lots of women out there perhaps going through the same thing.
Mm.
And I know there's lots of young people that are wanting to commit suicide. And I heard you say that you tried many times.
Mm.
But we know that when God has a purpose for your life,
absolutely,
you will not succeed.
No, there's no way.
You will
there's
not
no
succeed.
Way.
And so we thank God because your purpose is now being realized
absolutely.
By what you are busy with now in ministry.
Yeah.
Yes.
And being the leaders that you are. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure you are definitely out there impacting lives and making a difference in young lives especially.
Yeah.
But I want you to share an encouragement to the young people out there that are probably going through the same thing. And maybe it's not what you've been through, but perhaps it's other incidents and moments in their lives that cause them to want to have suicidal thoughts or want to commit suicide. What is your encouragement to them?
I think what gets you into that place is that you try and measure up to other people's expectations or labels, or you don't want to be labeled, you know, because I felt I had to be perfect and I had to portray the certain image. And when that image was crumbled, I couldn't handle it because who am I now? You know,
yes,
who is this person?
Sure.
It was violated and I didn't know how to pick up the pieces. But if you give your life to Jesus, it doesn't become immediately easier. It's still a journey. But it's about handing it over to Him.
Amen.
And
that's true.
I think with the young people, especially with social media, there is such a lot of pressure, especially on girls, with boys as well. But I'm speaking from a girl's perspective.
Yeah.
That if you find your worth in Christ, and that's really where it starts with anything, whether it's an addiction, whether it is abuse, it doesn't matter what you go through.
Mm-hmm.
If you can understand that, first of all, that you are loved.
Amen.
That you don't need anyone else to say that, or you need to know that you are loved, that you are accepted. It doesn't matter if you've messed up, if someone did something to you, you are loved, you are accepted, and you can be made whole.
Amen.
You must just take that first step to Jesus.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how dark things look, it doesn't matter how bad things look, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
If I can get through it, there's nothing special about me. It's only Jesus.
Amen.
You know, you are very special.
Amen.
There's no nothing special. You are very special. And I love the fact that you're able to share so openly.
Mm.
It's not something that everybody would be able to open up about. To say, some people feel very ashamed.
Yeah.
If they've gone through a traumatic experience, especially what you've been through.
Mm.
And when you talk about it, though, there's so much healing.
Yes, absolutely.
There's so much healing. And I appreciate that you can be transparent about your experience. Now, I heard that you're writing a book. I am going to get you back when you write it, when you launch it. But is your book covering your experience?
Mm. Yes. It's really a journey of grace.
Mm.
I want people to know, because I remember what At one women's conference, I spoke, and an auntie of, I think she was 80 years old.
Yeah, she was about 86 years old.
Came to me, and she said, you know what, this happened to me, and I never, ever told anyone, not my husband, nobody knows. And it's just so sad that we are made to keep something so devastating that you're almost forced to keep it to yourself. Because especially rape victims, you get criticized so much and you get through the public mill and, you know, you put through so much. And I think that's why a lot of people just keep it quiet. It actually happened to me twice. The second time it happened, is someone broke into our home just after my mom had passed away. And I didn't tell anyone the second time. I said, I am not going through this whole police thing. I'm not going through any of that embarrassment, everything. So it wasn't easy to start talking about it, you know. It has really been a journey. But I thank God. And I really can just thank Him for His grace and His mercy on me.
Oh, I thank God as well. Pastor Brandon, your support must have meant the world to Pastor Zoe.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, I'm someone who takes the marriage vows very seriously. You know, we didn't have proper counseling, premarital counseling. But the one thing for sure is that I took my marriage vows very seriously.
Amen.
When it says for better or worse.
Yes.
That was the worst part. The test came so soon.
Very soon.
In our marriage.
Sure.
And I'll never forget when we came home from the police station and from the hospital. Obviously, we broke the news. Pastor Z's mom was living with us. And Pastor Z's, we broke the news to her mom to explain to her mom what had happened. And she looked at me and she said to me, "My child, you don't have to stay. You can leave."
Not and he knowing. Chose to stay.
Wow. He and had a decision choice you will never regret, right?
Never. But I knew why would I abandon my wife at the most lowest point, almost to the point of death, right?
Wow.
I knew I needed to be now her rock and her pillar. Never mind what I was going through, my inner turmoil that I was going through, you know, having to deal with my ego, first of all. This is my wife and this happened and all of those things. But I tell you, the grace of God just came upon me, and man, the mercy of God that came upon me in order to love my wife back to health.
Wow.
To love my wife back from the suicide by sitting with her in the bath after that had happened a few times, rescuing her from trying to take her life a few times. You know, just being in all of that, but God, His grace is supernatural.
Amen.
Strength that He's given me in that process to carry her load and my load at the same time.
Wow. Well, I can only say that I am so amazed at the love you have for each other, because that it speaks a thousand words.
Oh,
your actions speak a thousand words, your action over your wife, receiving her still, despite all of that, because stigma is another thing when it comes to society.
Yeah.
So I am so in awe of the love that you have, and you are an example of a couple that has stood the test of time and can honestly say 28 years it will be in October.
Yeah.
And please, if you're having a party, invite me. Because I'm so blown away.
Oh,
I'm so excited for what God is doing in your lives. And
amen.
I didn't expect this today, I must be totally honest. But we thank God. So now we're going to just hold a thought. We're going to go to a song and some adverts. And then we'll be right back just to share a little bit more, just to give them a little bit more encouragement.
Sure.
I just know that this time is not enough, because we want to talk about the conference in the next 20 minutes. I need to get you back here, because I want to hear more. I also, Pastor Zoe, I want the women out there to know that despite the brokenness, God mends.
Absolutely.
He makes you whole.
Absolutely.
And I want to share something that I listened to on radio as well about broken pieces that someone was talking about. And I thought that was so amazing what that person was saying. So amazing. But we'll be right back. So Radio Pulpit family and friends, don't go away, because like I said, there is some exciting news that we want to share in the next 20 minutes. We'll be going to a song and some adverts, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
And that was Invitation by Shanique Niethling, The Jesus Collective. And I hope you're enjoying the playlist thus far and that you're enjoying our company, because we, in a few minutes, we're about to actually release you to do whatever you want for the rest of the weekend. But we are still talking to Pastors Brandon and Zoe Harris, and they're from Yahweh Fellowship. And we thank God for their lives. We've heard about Pastor Zoe's experience, the traumatic experience she's underwent. And it's not about the rape once, but twice. It's about the many suicide attempts. And like I said, you know, when the Holy Spirit moves, He allows what needs to come out to come out. Why? Because what we share is a testimony. And as I've already said, there may be someone that is going through exactly what Pastor Zoe went through. There may be someone out there that, like Pastor Brandon, that is involved with someone that has been through this and needs to know, how do I handle a situation like this? Mm. And so we thank the Lord that He can ordain the time, which is now, for us to share on experiences like this. And I feel ashamed about it.
Mm. Yeah.
But know that we serve a God of restoration. Yes. Know that we serve a God that actually created us in His image. So we become whole because we are in His image.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
And I love the couple sitting here in front of me in studio, because I tell you why. Because they're not afraid to share with you what their experience is. They're not afraid to share with us how God has taken them out of a situation. And as Pastor Brandon just said to me, Pastor Zoe is writing a book, and we will get her here to share about her book. Please don't delay on that. We will get her here to share on the book, and the book has tools on how to. Now, the how to is always, it's similar to if we are trying to deal with issues and problems. But what is the solution? How do I get to the other side? How do I restore as a person? How do I become whole? How do I put this behind me? How do I forgive? And we know that forgiveness unlocks doors.
Definitely.
So these are the things that we need to hear. And I'm glad you are doing that, Pastor Zoe, that you are giving us the tools on how to be better at what we are and who we are, and how to be the best version of ourselves. And especially to the women out there, and yes, even the men, because you also go through those traumatic experiences. It's not too late. Because we know we serve a God of grace and of mercy and a God of unconditional love, and He really cares for us. Now, I think I'm talking a bit too much, but I needed to share that, because in our own lives, we fail to realize that we want to bottle things up, and then it becomes so unbearable that we want to now do the unthinkable.
Yes.
And yet we serve a God that is there to really be there, along, come alongside us, be our daddy God, and be our comforter, like you said, and be the one to actually say, I have you, I've got you, I see you.
Absolutely.
And that is the God of grace. So much grace. Grace we do not deserve. But God gives it to us.
Amen.
So Pastors Brandon and Pastor Zoe, thank you. Pastor Brandon and Pastor Zoe, thank you for sharing that. Pastor Brandon, your encouragement, because Pastor Zoe shared about her encouragement to women or men that are probably going through the same issues, but your encouragement to a husband out there that may not be experiencing the same as what you have, but maybe going through other difficulties. For example, there may be someone out there that is maybe unemployed, a man that is a husband that is unemployed, and we know that a man wants to feel like he can be the head of the home, he can lead the family. What is your advice to a man sitting there and thinking, I feel like a nobody and I feel like a nothing and I just don't know what to do anymore?
Wow, that's so powerful, man. You know, if you just but have the faith of God. You see, we come into this life not knowing what we will get out of this life.
Amen.
And when you do find yourself in a position where you are unemployed, or you're just going through a tough time. And as a male man, you know, it's almost coded in your DNA to be a provider. You know, you know, one of the first things that God gave Adam was to work the garden.
Amen.
You know?
That is true.
So that was even before Eve came along. So, you know, just knowing that even though it might seem that the walls are closing in on you, God takes you through the valley, and you know, and at the end of that valley there is always light.
Amen.
And sometimes, yes, you know, you're saying, yeah, but Pastor, I've been going through this valley for such a long time. But here's the thing is that when you hold on but to the hem of his garment, you know, being faithful, and God is faithful to do what he says he would do in his word concerning you. And yes, sometimes, you know what? Sometimes the unemployment might not be anyone's fault. It might be that you are in fear of taking the next step.
True. It's possible, yes.
You know, taking the next step, because sometimes that's what happens, is that we hold ourselves back from achieving much more. And it's really something that we can just you know, put our trust and our faith in God and say, Father, you know what? I know that you have my back. I know that you are my provider. I know that you will provide for me exceedingly abundantly above
Amen.
All, even though there's nothing going on.
Yes.
You still have to believe. You still have to have that kind of faith and believe
Amen.
That he will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Amen.
So and holding on to that, because you know what? Depression comes. You start to isolate yourself. You know, all of those things. You have dependents that are looking at you. And saying, but why aren't you doing anything, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to contend with those type of stuff as a male man, but still having that God kind of faith that God will do
Amen.
It. And you will find that when you have that faith, there's always a roof over your head.
Yes.
Someone provides a meal.
Yeah.
You are clothed. You know, like the lilies of the field, you are clothed.
Amen.
You know, so God will take care of you.
Yes.
God will take care of you. He is your provider. And fear is our most debilitating thing that comes over us.
Absolutely.
Is fear.
It's true.
Fear. So I would say to the men, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Speak to your Heavenly Father and let him guide and order your footsteps, and you follow as he leads you on that path.
Amen. Well, that is powerful, but I mentioned that I wanted to share something, right, about broken pieces. So I was listening to something on radio. I just love listening to radio, and especially if it's stuff that really encourages a person. So there's a person that went into a store where they were selling these vases and, you know, all these beautiful made, clay made, what do you call them?
Vases.
Vases and a whole lot of stuff. Crafts as well. And they were... there were these beautiful ones that they had no cracks. They were perfect. And then there was one that was pieced, put together, right? But the one that was put together, I don't know if you ever heard this before, but the one that was put together was worth much more than the one that the ones that were perfect. And when asked why is this one that was pieced together so expensive, it was worth millions and millions. The person said, at the time when that was broken, it was put together with gold.
Yes.
Hey? Isn't that powerful?
It's a Japanese art.
Yes.
To do that.
Yes, that is it. It was in Japan that this happened. Absolutely, Pastor.
Yeah.
So you heard about it.
Yeah.
So at least I'm saying it right. But they said it better. But I thought about that and I thought, isn't that how God puts us together?
Definitely. Man.
And that's why we are worth so much.
Absolutely. Man. The refiner's fire.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Once there's nothing of you left, he can come and
come
mold
on.
You.
Yes, Pastor Zoe.
There we go. So come that is so, on, I love Pastor that. Zoe. And I was thinking about your story, about your experiences and related inner story and how God has fashioned you together to be where you are.
Absolutely.
That you are now a priceless treasure.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely.
Better than ever before.
Amen. 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 That's what God does. And we can talk about him the whole day. But we now want to talk about something exciting that you are hosting.
Amen.
Yeah.
So who's going to share this exciting news that is going to be happening on the 27th of September?
I'll share with you because we are very, very excited.
So am I.
Yeah, it's our third annual Women's Conference.
Wow.
And needless to say, it's a ministry so close to our hearts.
Yeah.
The theme for this year is Unveiled. And it's really, God has given me the word early in the year for women to strip ourselves of everything else, everything, any title, anything that is not of him, that the world places on us, that we place on ourselves, you know, the image of perfection. You have to look a certain way, weigh so much or whatever. And it's really to just be stripped away and unveiled and find yourself in him. So that's what this year's theme is. And we are so excited for women to just strip away everything else. And
take off the masks.
Everything.
And just be you.
Just be you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
If I can just add something just came to mind, and that's how Holy Spirit is working. You know, once we as believers understand that at the point of the cross, there was an exchange. Right. God gave his son for us.
Amen.
Right? To die for us. He gave his only begotten son for us. That we will have eternal life. Once he laid down his life, we are able, with the power of the resurrection, to have eternal life.
Yes.
Pastor Zoe is unveiled. Here's the thing is that a lot of us wants the benefits of his death. But we are not willing to die.
Yes.
See, because the word says, it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives on the inside of me. So when Christ lives on the inside of you, that means, as Pastor Zoe said, there must be nothing of me left.
Yes, absolutely. Flesh must die.
Exactly. So that he can be the one who lives through you.
Amen.
And that is the unveiled. It was just
the scripture that God gave me for unveiled, and it ties in so well with what Pastor Brandon's saying. It's 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 in the Amplified. And we all with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
Amen. That is powerful.
Yeah.
That is a powerful scripture.
Amen.
Well, I want you to share more. So tell me, where is this happening? What is their theme? Is there, are there tickets that must be bought? And who are your guests?
So our guest speakers, we are so excited. I think everyone this side, or most people this side, know Fatima Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
She's an activist and she's really very bold, and, you know, she's a voice to the voiceless.
Mm-hmm.
And then Angelique Gall, also Pastor B could tell you more about her. He's heard her before.
Yeah.
And she's, they say dynamite comes in small packages.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Radio Pulpit has heard Dr. Angelique Gall.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yes, I've had her here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She is one of my absolute
favorites.
Wow. And she knows it.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to
Fatima.
Oh, we're
very excited.
Oh, we're excited.
Let me just say, stay excited. She's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. So the one day at Pentecostal, the week of Pentecost, we had a service and she was the only female pastor shared that one evening. And she shared about the woman with the issue of blood. And the way she shared it.
Man.
It was on another level.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yes, you have powerful speakers. I see you have a gentleman here as well.
Mm.
But we'll talk about that just now. So I must tell you, I'm excited. When I saw your lineup, I thought,
there's no way you're missing it.
I am attending this. Reverend Angelique Gall knows as well that I am her biggest supporter when it comes to women empowerment and when she shares the word of God. Because
that's so important.
And like you said, Pastor Zoe, she is dynamite.
Mm. Mm.
You sit there and you listen, and it's as if the Lord is just, it's
downloading.
You just see how God is just using her to give.
Praise God.
And give, and give. Mm. And so I want to encourage anyone that is tuned in right now to come with empty cups.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just come with empty cups to fill.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord is going to do that, because we just need to be expectant of what God is going to do.
Mm.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry, Pastor Brandon. I know you were going to say, but I already know.
No, that's awesome, man. There we have Brother Hein April. He's such a worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
Man, got a beautiful, beautiful voice. He's going to be doing the worship, praise and worship session for us.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he's such a blessing to me. You know, when I called on him, he said, Pastor, just tell me when and I'll be there.
Wow.
You know, so dynamic worshiper. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be soaked.
Fun.
It's gonna be awesome. It's
going to be an encounter, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I know we have to purchase tickets.
Yes.
So how does one purchase the tickets?
So you can go onto the website, yahwehfellowship.co.za, and then onto the women's conference and click. And then you can purchase, you can register and purchase.
And what's the price of the tickets?
It's 200 rand and you get a light breakfast and lunch is included.
Oh, that's lovely.
So you're actually just paying for your lunch.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
And then we've got a dress code, all white for God and the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And then with the touch of red, the blood of Christ.
Oh, beautiful.
Because we are being unveiled.
Amen.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Amen.
And can people purchase tickets at the door?
Yeah.
Yes, they can. They can. Yeah.
Okay, so it's via your website.
Payment, and you can
and the door.
Set the door as well.
And then it is all white with a touch of red.
Yes.
And then is there anything else that anyone needs to know regarding this? It's the 27th of September, and the time?
It starts at 9. Registration starts at 9, and then we kick off at 9:30. But I would encourage everyone to come at 9 or even a little bit earlier, just to beat the queues and... then when we start punctually at office 9 with praise and worship.
And
where is it?
Yeah, it's so awesome, man. It's going to be on the Swartkops
Air Force
Museum.
Wow.
At hangar number 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we will be at. That's why it's to encourage the guys to come early.
Yes, absolutely.
So, man. So we just got a favor with the Air Force Base, because our church is actually based on the training base.
Wonderful.
We got the chapel. We're acquiring the chapel on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's awesome, man.
Oh,
so
wonderful. And I know the hangar is massive. Mm. So.
Yeah.
Mm. And I can imagine that you are really busy with prep.
We've been so busy.
Saturday.
Yeah.
We've been so busy. It's really going to be a phenomenal conference. Next week, we're going into fasting and praying as a team. And this whole conference is really God-ordained. Every little detail that's in it, we pray about it. It's not just random or something that we like or speakers that we like or know. It's really prayed about and God-ordained, and God leads us. And, you know, sometimes our team wants to know, what's the theme? What's the theme? Mm-hmm. And we said, hold on. We haven't heard anything.
No. We're very specific with it. You know, people would ask before.
You can't just suck something out of your thumb and expect
God hasn't spoken yet. So we really prayerfully go into hearing from God on what the team is, what needs to come out.
So I know God is going to meet all of us, where we are at, and He's just going to download and refresh and renew us.
Amen. Well, just a quick encouragement to the people that are listening so that they can share that as well with everyone else out there regarding the event that is taking place next week.
Ladies, if you want to encounter God, and if you really, if you're at a place where, and I know this time of the year, everyone is tired, you're fatigued, you're frustrated, you're under pressure, come and just be restored.
Amen.
Come and just be stripped away of everything else that the world places on us, the demands, the stress. If you're a mom, a wife, a single person, it doesn't matter where you are in your walk of life, come and meet Jesus.
Amen.
Because He can.
Pastor Brandon?
Yeah, I'd like to encourage the ladies to come, because I tell you, just come, bring your mom, bring your granny, bring
your
daughter,
bring your husband,
because, you know, there's always something, you know, we're always a part of the team that helps. But I tell you what, for the last couple of years, men have been coming to the women's conference. Women have been coming to our men's conferences.
It's been amazing.
And it's just been amazing, because there's so much we can learn from each other.
Amen. Well, you've heard it. It is the Unveiled Women's Conference on the 27th of September. It is at the hangar at the Air Force Base. And, of course, if you want more information, we're going to share a number. But it is the 27th of September. It's Unveiled. It's a beautiful theme. I love that. There's a dress code, all white with a touch of red. And it's at 9:30, which is when it starts. Be there at 9 a.m. Or even earlier to avoid the queues. It's 200 Rand per person, and you can go to Yahweh Fellowship's website. You can either go and purchase via the website, or you can pay at the door, so you still have that option. So those of you who think, hey, you know what, there must be something out there that I can do today. Well, here's something that you can do.
Amen.
I know I'm excited for it. Come expectant. Come ready to receive of the Holy Spirit. Come ready for an anointing.
Amen.
Come with empty cups so that they can fill up, so you can go and empty out into the world and then refill again.
Amen.
I'm going. I am so excited. Now, I just met this couple, and I absolutely adore them. So I am going to attend this conference.
Amen. You are so welcome.
Thank you, because I'm going to go to get refreshed.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Amen.
Refreshed.
Yeah.
That is my heart's desire for now, towards the end of the year.
Yes.
I said, wherever I can go for spiritual refreshing and revitalizing, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm even going to one of my spiritual mom's camp, not camp, her conference, weekend conference. And I said to her, I'm coming there to be refreshed. And she says, I hear you. So it's time for that. Yes, Pastor Zoe, you said that we are tired at this point, at this time of the year. We are physically tired. We are sometimes drained out and mentally exhausted as well. And what better way than to just go and receive from the Lord?
Yeah.
Because that is what He wants us to do, receive of Him. So to everyone tuned in, please make your way there. You are more than welcome to contact. Who can they contact?
Well, they can contact my WhatsApp number on 072-629-9656.
Great. So we have your number. And if you did not get that, you're more than welcome to contact us. You can email us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za to find out more information. So we encourage the women to go there. Well, we encourage the men as well. But more so, the women.
Yes.
So we encourage more so the women
Amen.
To make your way there to the Unveiled Women's Conference hosted by Pastors Brandon and Zoe Harris, and it is on behalf of Yahweh Fellowship. So it is at the SANDF Air Force Base, the hangar number 5, and you can get more details on their website.
Amen.
Well, I'm excited, and I hate to have to say that we have reached the end of this, but there will be more. I am very keen to hear about your book again, Pastor Zoe and Pastor Brandon. You remind me so much about of Dr. Shan Thamrin. I feel like I'm talking to him right now, but and he's such a beautiful man of God.
Yeah, if I can say that's where we we started.
That's why I remind you on the same DNA.
Okay, there we go.
It's the same DNA.
Dr. Shan, I hope you listen.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hope they're listening too, because I tell you what,
that was our training
ground. That was our training ground.
That's why when I saw Logos, I thought, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
They're also an amazing couple.
Beautiful
and I love
couple.
Having them here as well.
Yeah.
So there we go. God is just connecting.
Amen.
It's so amazing what a small world this is.
Yeah.
And how God just gets people to connect and collaborate and intertwine and just to learn of each other as well. So it's a beautiful place to be at. There we go. Like I said, time is up, but we can talk forever. We will get this lovely couple back in studio. So stay tuned. We're going to a song and some adverts. And please just remember that this is a conference to be at. I know Women's Month was in August, but who says women's conferences have to just be in August? It can happen any time in the year.
Exactly.
So it's happening now, next week, Saturday.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.